Welcome to Vallejos Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Sunday, January 20th, 2019. Reverend Wendy Kimora Stager is preaching. Her message this Sunday is Dream. The Old Testament reading is Micah chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, and the New Testament lesson is taken from Luke chapter 4, verses 13 through 21.
Lesson comes from Luke chapter 4, verses 13 through 21. When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll, found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. All the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Here ends the reading. Please join me in a word of prayer. Creator God, you make all things new. You bring forth new possibilities in the world and in us. So create in us this day. Renew our lives through your word, gifted through the prophets and through Christ. And may the words of my mouth, my own creative process in preparing this message, be acceptable in your sight. Amen. I have a confession to make. I am a recovering pragmatist. I am recognizing in this year where my father died that my father lives on in me and my values, and that he was a pragmatic and practical man. Professionally, he was an electrical engineer working in the aerospace industry at Hughes Aircraft Company. His work was completely rooted in the practical realities as well as the potential problems of those technologies. And for him, it was the right profession. And so for 33 years, he also had the security and the stability of working for one company. That's a security and stability that my generation and the millennials just don't have anymore. And of course, then, my father wanted security and stability for his children as well. And I'm grateful for how much he provided of that in my growing up years. And so when the time came to go to college and to pick a major, I knew it wasn't going to be an art major, or even a major in English or sociology. Because I could just hear my father's critical judgment. What are you going to do with a degree in that? And so I majored in a hard science. I majored in biology. My brother majored in economics. And while some of you may have had upbringings that encouraged more creativity, I also suspect that some of you had subtle or not so subtle discouragement from making a career in the arts. People who would say, do you have a backup plan? Or, so you want to be a starving artist? Or even that, well, I guess if you really want to, it's your life. And I'm saying I'm preaching to myself here today because I listened to those discouragements. And so it caused me to devalue creativity, both in myself and in the world around me. I never took an art class in college. And so that saying that we already talked about, oh, I can't, I'm not an artist, I'm not creative, I can't sing, don't look at me, right, is the manifestation of that voice, of devaluing our own creative attitudes. The other phrase that I've heard more recently, I don't know where it came from, have you heard this phrase, it is what it is, right? You just go, I'm not creative, it is what it is. But people of faith do not settle with it is what it is. Faith itself is leading us in the direction of hope in things unseen. That's what Hebrews says. Faith is hope in things unseen. And so following a life of faith does not lead us down a path of discipleship that is always practical, pragmatic, secure, and stable. Instead, it is God turning to us and allowing us to resist the it is what it is. Because God sends us prophets, the Messiah, and even modern day prophets to call us to the vision of the world is not yet what it could be or should be. We heard from the prophet Micah this vision. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. But they shall all sit under their own vines and under their own fig trees, and no one shall make them afraid. And then the Messiah comes and gives us this vision and this dream. Release to the captives. Recovery of sight to the blind. To let the oppressed go free. And to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And the prophet whom we celebrate this weekend says this, I have a dream. It's a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. A dream that one day this nation will rise up, living out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. All these prophets provide valuable words and a necessary vision for calling forth a world that does not yet exist, but that we, by faith, dream of. To dream means to not accept the world as it is, but to vision what it could be. We pray every week, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? On earth, as it is in heaven. But we are called not just to dream and vision and use beautiful words. Our prayer and our faith is an invitation to be part of what God is already bringing about. A more hopeful future for the whole world. We are called to be the co-creators in this journey. And so then that voice that says, I'm not creative, is getting in the way of God's vision for the world. Because that is not God's voice to you. God's voice to you is to say, God says, I'm the artist, and I made you a masterpiece. you're built in my image, and I'm a creator, therefore, you're a creator. For God is the ultimate artist. Julia Cameron, who wrote the seminal work, The Artist's Way, A Spiritual Guide to Higher Creativity, says this: creativity is God's gift to us. And using our creativity is our gift back to God. Now, many of us, myself included, wish we could be a bit more creative. Or maybe some of us sense that we're creative, but we're not able to tap into that creativity. Maybe we've listened to those pragmatic voices and let our dreaming voices be silenced. And so today, and in this worship series, you're invited to dream just a bit, to reconnect with the Creator God and the creativity that God is calling out from each of us. So I'll ask you to do this. If you're comfortable doing so, go ahead and close your eyes for a moment so you can do some visualizing. Go ahead and settle in, breathe in slowly. Let your breath out slowly. Breathe in. Out. Try to imagine that your stresses, your anxieties, your deadlines are rolling off your head, down your shoulders, down your arms, and falling away to the floor. Visualize a blue sky above you, an incredible, sunny, blue sky day. When you think of the sky's the limit, what do you imagine? What would you do if you could dream up anything for this city, this world, this community? And when you think of the dreams and the possibilities, imagine what you would do if you had the time and the money and the opportunity to do what makes your soul sing.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California. Or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.